Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
It's a little bit of a preclude here to what we'll do for the playoffs. I don't know if that's a real
preclude.
Preclude?
I don't think so.
Something prelude.
A prelude,
no?
Yeah.
That's what I was looking for. See? I don't even know if that's the word either.
Oh, yeah, baby. What's up? You know English is not very good on this set, especially not for me, okay? That's just the way it goes. We butcher names. We mess up English. But it is I, Chris Sims. It's Chris Sims Unbuttoned. Ahmed Fareed is here. And it is August 29th. It is a Tuesday, not our normal Monday taping, but it is August 29th, yeah. And it is my birthday today. I am 43 years old.
Happy birthday to you.
Don't sing the whole song. 43,
can you believe
that? 43.
I'm 43 now.
It's like when you hit 43, you're a little bit, yeah, I'm officially in your age group.
Yeah.
But you get to like 44 or 45, I feel like those are like starting to be like, whoa. We're going downhill to 50, right?
Yes.
And that's where I'm like, wow, 43 is a little bit of like, okay, it's not, you know, young 40s anymore. We're starting to get to mid-40s.
Well, 30 I always thought was like, wow, I'm like an adult. Like, I'm not in my 20s anymore. 30 was significant.
Right.
And then 40, you're like, wow, that's kind of sounding like an old adult at this point. But I still feel like 50 is the one where we all will have our moment where we're just like,
whoa,
wait a second.
No question.
50.
And I can't believe I'm even 7 years from there at this point. That's shocking.
Yeah.
So we're on a Tuesday. Yesterday, I was with my homies.
Oh, my gosh.
Ahmed's here.
Week.
We're back together. First of all, you knew what I was saying there. Preclude. You know what I was going with? Prequel. Prequel.
Oh, there
right?
it is. I
that's
like how
what
you
it
said,
was.
You said prelude. That's what I was thinking. And you go, I'm not even sure that's the word. Yeah.
Prelude is, isn't that a drug?
No.
That's a quaalude.
Yeah. You need a prescription for a prelude. Yeah.
All right,
don't
so,
take two at night.
Yeah, that's right. Simsism somewhat there. How you doing, man? Everything good?
Good. So how was Patrick?
Of course amazing.
We all want to know.
Of course amazing. I mean, one, you know, it's the Chiefs. There's an aura about them, right? They know, you know, not that they know it, but you just know it in that building. It's a special building. They got people there, media, people want, you know, access to them all the time.
Yeah.
So there is a little bit of aura in that building. And then, you know, as far as he is concerned, I don't know what else you could say about a guy, right? He's the kind of guy that you'd go, damn, if we had a barbecue, I'd love him to be there because he's just going to be nice to everyone. Everyone's going to love to talk to him and hang out with him. And it's just so natural and genuine, right? Mm-hmm. For a guy that is now, you know, one of the biggest sports stars in the world, it just, he doesn't act like that at all. He doesn't. And, you know, it's just very easy for him to make you feel comfortable, right? You could tell he's comfortable in his own skin. He loves sports, talks about that right away, you know, brings up some things we got in common. I mean, just easy conversation.
Yeah.
And easy conversation, and then I'm not even going to lie, a little starstruck, a little awe. One, like, hey, I like the guy a lot as a player.
Yeah.
I like the guy a lot as a person. And I know he doesn't want to spend all day with me, and we got an NBC shoot, and we're telling him, stand here, walk here, do that.
Well, so many people around you.
There's
cameras,
so many, right.
Lights
his
there.
Crew of people there from the Chiefs are watching
They're
over.
Like, let's go 15
exactly
minutes.
Exactly right. Yeah. So you feel that pressure, too. So I'm like, okay, wait, I got the pressure of the Chiefs, and I want to make sure I ask the right questions because it's for Football Night in America and the podcast. And then I'm like, I want Patrick to think I'm cool, and you know, it's natural here. So you're just everything in your – it was like a whirlwind. It really was. Like, and when I got done with that, I was like, whoo, that was like 35 minutes of like – I can't even figure out what happened in my brain yet. But throwing a ball with him was awesome, right? Dream come true, just like it was with Allen or Burrow. Mahomes, of course, is just – like, you know, a little bit maybe of another level because of his status right now.
Yeah.
watching his ball, right? Like Burrow, Allen, unbelievable throwers, right? The one thing that jumped out to me about Mahomes, of course, is just how flexible his arm is, right? When he just let, like, he was just messing around. You were like, damn, is that thing attached to his body? Like, unbelievable. Yeah. And then his ball spins, even when we were having like a 12-yard catch, it spins so hard. That's one, like, effortlessly, right? To where it,
like revolutions,
revolutions per minute, per yard, right? That was the first thing that ever jumped out to me. You've heard me tell that story, right? The Colts playoff game, his first playoff game in the snow. We were doing the pregame show. It was the first divisional game on a Saturday afternoon. And Matt Casey and them, they're, hey, go down and watch Mahomes warm up. See if you can pick something up. And that was the day where, like, I literally, like, wiped my eyes. And I was like, wait, is it really spinning that hard? Or is, like, that an optical illusion? Is the snow blinding me? What the hell is going on there? And I just remember, you know, I said something on air that day, like, his spirals and the way it spins, it's like the wind, nothing affects it. And I can see why. So, yeah, that was really cool.
Do you think that arm flexibility is something that is just natural? Or you saw in the Netflix special, he does work on making himself flexible.
Yeah,
is that something he has developed?
I think it's natural. You know, does he try to probably do some things to keep it limber and everything like that? Sure. But I think that's a natural God-given gift, right? You know, Allen's the same way. They can, like, stand up in the air and their arm can be parallel to the ground. Right, it's unbelievable, and Mahomes can even go more than that at times. It's really phenomenal. And then Mahomes has here's the other thing: such a unique body, right? It is a unique. You know me, I'm always scoping people out. And right when he, you know, I had met him two times before, but this time he's in a hoodie and some shorts and some cool Patrick Mahomes sneakers. Where I was literally like, damn, can I get a pair? Like, I wanted to ask that flat out. He was wearing all blue Patrick Mahomes sneakers, and I wanted to be like, damn, can I fanboy? I'll wear him on the pod tomorrow.
Just text him.
I didn't get his number.
Yeah, that's a hard question. Like, hey, man, can I get your number real quick?
I don't try to do that. Yeah, I don't try to do that.
Get it from his people.
But his body, though,
yeah,
he's so dense, right? Dense in the upper body, neck, shoulder area. That's different than a quarterback, where he's got a neck a little bit like a running back or a linebacker that way. And he's got these long legs that are very skinny from the knee down. Very like a track athlete or a speed receiver almost. Not a real big calf. Almost looks a little weird how long it is down there, right? And then of course his arms are really long. So he's got this dense, small torso that's really thick, and then these long limbs off of
that's
it.
Interesting.
And it is. It's a different build for sure. You know, you could see what makes him such a great athlete and a great thrower both at the same time.
You can see him back in high school. He's kind of gangly, kind of awkward.
No doubt about
it. I don't think he was the coolest kid growing up, too, which is probably why the way he is right now.
I don't think he cared to be the coolest kid. He just wanted to be the kid that was the baller supreme in football or sports. But it was amazing. It really was. Loved being around him. You know, he pays attention so much to sports and – you scared me there. When you pointed, I thought, uh-oh, birthday cake. Somebody's coming behind
Patrick Mahomes is behind you to wish you a happy birthday.
Just a really cool experience and great day being with him and really thankful for the Chiefs and him taking some time with me.
So we're going to hear that coming up, what, next week, Pete? We're going to release that on the podcast feed, maybe on the YouTube feed before that. Did he know that you picked him as your top quarterback coming out of the draft? Did you talk about that at all?
He gave me props at the start of the interview. Mm-hmm. Like when I was like, hey, man, thanks for doing this, blah, blah, blah. I kind of came in with a Chris Sims unbuttoned intro.
Yo, right?
I don't know if my producers know that until right now. They're going to hear that. Because I was like, wait. It was kind of – so I did. I came in. I was like, yo, Chris Sims unbuttoned. I think he looked at me like, what the fuck is this guy talking about, right?
Happening.
But I was just like, man, it's great to do this. And it's been a long time coming. I'm glad we finally got to connect like this. And he was like, oh, man, thanks. This is great. Yeah. And he was like, yeah. And, hey, I got to tell you, thanks. You've always had my back. That's what he said.
Yeah.
You know, you've always had my back from the beginning. He's like, I remember you doing the video, Bleacher Report. Everybody had me in the third round. And you were like, no. And so he was appreciative of that. He's said that to me a few times, and He watches and is obsessed with sports and watches everything. That's the one thing. He's a junkie.
Because he's tweeting about everything.
Exactly. That's what I said. I said, do you watch everything? And he's like, I watch a lot. I watch a lot. And he was like, I'm starting to watch hockey now. I'm like, I got into hockey this year. And I was like, whoa, yeah. So you've gone over football, baseball, and basketball. And he's like, yeah. He's like, I got into hockey. He's like, you know, the Dallas Stars were good last year and all that. So they kind of got me on there. And I was like, damn, you're all in.
He just likes the competition. He likes watching people compete.
No doubt. Competition, cool. The psychology it takes to compete, all of that. I think he's very into that.
All right, well, you saw me point at Chris there, and he looked over his shoulder. And the reason he did that, if you were not with us, what was this? This was 2 years ago now, Pete? It seems like that was
last year and 2 years. We had one with Catherine Tappan.
Oh, this is 2 years ago. With look at that. She tried to punk you.
Can you believe that?
And then this was last Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was lightning.
I've never seen you more scared than you were when Morgan was just trying to present you with a birthday
cake.
Sure,
yep. I don't trust you guys anymore. You're out of the trust tree.
We've lost. Well, maybe you will trust me more now because I have a gift for you.
Do you really?
You know, Pete and I were texting yesterday, and it was like, you know, it's Chris's big day tomorrow. It's his birthday, 43. He's right. Joining you finally in the ranks of a almost mid-40-year-old. And I was like, that's a big deal. So I brought out my we're not sneaking up on you. I got out my t-shirt maker. I went and got a t-shirt. We had a design that we brainstormed on.
Wow, you're sitting on this damn thing?
Ladies and gentlemen, we present you a t-shirt.
Wow.
Custom for you. Wow. Chris Sims unbuttoned with the phrase.
Gambolizing.
Yeah, there it is. Illegal gambolizing.
I love it.
There it is. You can wear that proudly. Because you said you wouldn't really wear a shirt with your logo on it. You're not that kind of guy. So I was like, all right, well, maybe you'll wear a shirt with one of your Simsisms on it. So there
awesome.
It is.
I love the colors.
Yeah.
And I will rock this for
all
sure.
Right, there we go.
I'm limited on the t-shirt game anyways. And like, I will rock this on the pod, but I will rock this in real life as well.
I'm a little worried. Yeah, is that Pete wants to know if that's how you spell gambolizing. And full disclosure, I did misspell it one time and printed it out. I'm not sure that that's even the right way to spell it, but
you're all good. Right size.
That's
extra
how we would.
Large is gonna be
so
perfect.
Extra large. I was worried about it. I was like, do I get large? It's probably a little big for you, but
yeah, it'll be just right.
I was like, you got broad shoulders,
yeah,
so
yeah, no, it'll be good. Washed once. If it is a little big, it'll shrink. It's,
yeah.
So thanks, man.
There you go.
Awesome.
Happy birthday.
Thanks a
Illegal
lot.
Gambolizing.
I appreciate it. That's right. It's on the printing press. You know, Pete, he's all over this. We're gonna get all this merch out here one day.
And that was me. I didn't make Kathleen do that. That was all me. So I don't want you to think that I put my wife back in the sweatshop.
Okay, it
not
was
even
all
back.
You.
Like, she's never been to the sweatshop.
When did you learn how to do fucking print press on a t-shirt?
I just, one day, it was
you
like,
are
I
the
do impulse
strangest
buys.
Man
I do
in the
impulse
world.
Buys. I just, like, one day, I'm like, I'd like to make my own t-shirts. Why not? And so I
and
bought
so you
the
learned.
Stuff, and yeah, I got the iron press and everything.
That's amazing.
And I've made, like, 6 t-shirts in my life now, and now there it is. So, yeah, happy birthday, Chris.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, everybody. I really do. Good day today. I got a lot of work to do. I'm going to try to go fishing with the kids for a little bit. There's like one thing that they kind of both like doing.
Yeah.
So it was like, and they're like at that age where they're always bickering or fighting with each other.
Yeah.
So I was like, I think we could, you know, my wife's idea, honestly, she was like, I think we can maybe do something all 4 together, but they won't bicker. They both like doing this. And so we're going to go
You're
fishing.
You're doing that today.
We're going to do that today, later this afternoon.
Just go for dinner after that.
I don't think we are. Phillip's got football, right? It's his first full pad practice, so he's like, I can't miss that, Dad.
No, you can't.
Yeah, so no, we'll just, when he gets home, the wife will make a little dinner, and we'll say happy birthday to me and call it a day.
You're just like, let me just relax, you know, enjoy time with the family, and study up on tape of East Carolina football players.
Exactly
that's
right.
all I want for
yeah,
my
that's,
birthday.
That's all I got.
Because you have a busy couple
right,
weeks
wait.
Here.
Rumor on the street is you got Gatorated.
Okay, so yes, we want to get to our playoff predictions at some point.
Yeah.
We do want to do that, but you're right. I did get
I got to see this. I can't go to playoff prediction.
We're in Citi Field. Mets got a rare walk-off victory. Rafael Ortega. Me and Nick Swisher there. Swish is just crushing the interview.
Didn't you know it was coming?
I
were
did.
You thinking?
You see. I'm out of there.
Oh, like, you were
I
good.
Was the first one out of there.
So when did you know earlier, though? Did you see people
I
in the
background?
I saw from
at this
like,
point, yes.
Yeah.
I saw DJ Stewart. If you're listening and not watching, DJ Stewart is dousing Rafael Ortega with the water. He did not know it was coming. Swish did know it was coming. Oh, here's a good view of it because Swish is getting all amped up. I try to keep them both in there together. I actually told Swish, I said, I go, hug him, because I wanted Swish to get
it,
too.
Of course, right.
But he was out of there. So, yeah, it was a pretty good day for the Mets.
Damn, I was expecting better.
You thought I would have gotten
I wanted to see you get wet.
Sorry.
I wanted to see your perfect hairdo get messed up and your white collared shirt become see-through. That would have been amazing.
I should have stayed there and just gotten that there. Yeah. But I wanted it to be his moment. I didn't want to try to spoil his moment.
Good peripheral by you.
It was a big weekend. You got a big day today. We got a big pod.
Big pod.
Because we got to go through our NFC and AFC and Super Bowl playoff predictions.
Playoffs?
So let's start with the NFC.
I'm a little hoarse today.
Why is that? Just traveling?
I don't know if it's traveling. Yeah, maybe. I had to yell at my son last night one time
quick. Yeah, what happened?
He was being an asshole. Like my we were on the couch. I was watching a little film of East Carolina. Yeah. Djokovic was on the background. It was like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
My daughter.
School night.
Well, not school. Yeah, they start on Friday. Right. Okay. They start on Friday.
You
so the daughter later. Comes. The daughter comes in. She wants to sit on the couch, and my son like won't move over to give her room. He's got like all this room to his right, but he won't move over. So she's like not sure where to quite go, and I'm like, dude, move over. And of course, he started bickering and complaining. And he's like, you know what? I'm just gonna leave the room, and I flipped out, and I was like, ah! And I think I strained my voice when I did that. I was like, sit your.
How often do you get to that level?
Like very rarely.
Yeah.
I mean, a yell like that, that was like, I made him, scared the crap out of him. Like,
for sure.
He shook and he
you want to keep it rare
down.
Enough to where it still does that,
definitely,
has that effect.
Definitely, had to. He was acting crazy, and maybe because it was 11:15 at night and he's 13 years
old. Well, you were probably tired. Yeah. Long day for you. Stressful day for you. And so as you get back here and it's like the last thing you want is.
I just want to be with the family and enjoy. Right, exactly right. So I think that made me a little hoarse today.
That's funny. All right. I can't tell, though. So you can yell at him again. You can get away with another night in a row. It's funny. I think we had a moment last night where we were starting to raise our voices with our kids. So something in the air
that
in
time of the year.
We're just, school is starting. Summer is almost over and we're sick of each other. We're not sick of each other here because we got the NFC playoff teams. Now, I keep trying to transition to the playoff
picks.
We'll
get there one day.
We'll get there right now. So let's start with the NFC. And so you're going to make your picks. Ooh. You're going to go, you do the bracket. You go all the way through. You say who's going to play who. You say where the game's going to be. So let's first take a look at the DraftKings Sportsbook odds for the NFC. Who's favored to win the championship? You got the Eagles at +250. Probably no surprise there. 49ers second choice. Then you got the Cowboys. Then you do have a little bit of a drop-off.
Yeah.
I'm scared because my Lions are still somehow fourth there. I'm very nervous about them this year. High expectations. Don't like that. Then you got the Saints, Seahawks, Vikings, and Falcons. Your Giants are on the second column.
Yeah.
With the Bears right behind them. That is surprising to me.
Definitely some surprising things there. I'm surprised the Seahawks are below the Saints, at least, for sure. I can understand the Lions. I don't think they should be below the Lions either, honestly. I'm a little surprised it's not Eagles, 49ers, Cowboys, Seahawks.
Mm.
I think that is surprising to me. You know. And then, we got a handful of teams after that that I look at that I go – there are playoff caliber teams, right? You heard my top four. Of course, the Lions, the Saints, the Vikings, the Falcons, the Giants, the Packers, and the Commanders, I think are all playoff caliber teams. Bears, I got to see more, and totally. I'm not going to say they are at this point. Panthers, no way. Rams, absolutely fucking not. I mean, pitiful, okay? Cardinals, absolutely fucking not. They're giving up this year for next year, the first pick.
Yeah.
Right? And then the Buccaneers, I don't see that either.
Weak division for the Buccaneers. I almost feel like there's maybe some value there if just stuff goes crazy in that division.
I mean, a few injuries there, something like that. Yeah. But there's just too many question marks for me overall with the Buccaneers for me to throw them into the playoffs. I hope I didn't, ruin one of your teams that you picked there.
No. I will tell you, though, I do have two teams in that second column. In the playoffs.
Right.
I won't give it away who, but I do have two of those teams in the playoffs
now. Okay, cool. And the other thing, the Cardinals, that's going to be interesting. It is. I'm interested to see where this is going with them, with all the trading of the assets, the player. It's a yard sale.
Where it's going? Like 0 wins this year,
saying? Well, no, they don't want to go 0-17. I think they like the number one pick. I think they'd probably like to go like 4-13 or 5-12 and then have assets. And if they have to trade up, they can.
Yeah.
But like, what do you. I think there's strong sentiment in the NFL that the Cardinals are trying to get the number one and be the number one pick to take Caleb Williams, period. And that's, of course, going to put Kyler Murray on the trade market. But I think that sentiment is – I mean, I don't think. I know what's going around the NFL right now.
So if you're Kyler, I mean, he's coming back when?
He's coming. He's going to – right now on the PUP, so he's not going to be able to come back till after week six, right? So we'll see where it goes. But, yeah, it seems like a total rehaul of philosophy and just organizational directionness there.
Which for him, maybe he's like, thank you. I don't want to be part of this. This seems like a lengthy process.
That's
and
right.
I'd rather go somewhere else.
Yeah,
so.
We'll see where that goes. I didn't mean to change the gears there, but I just thought it was an interesting thing.
All right, so how should we do this? Should we go – division by division, and who you got winning.
You want to go the four champs? Yeah, let's go four champs first. You want to do that?
Let's do that.
I think
first.
It's a good, easy way to do it. You want to just me to go to my 1, 2, 3, 4 seeds right here, right
sure.
off the bat?
Yeah, let's do it. Your four division winners in the NFC.
My four division winners.
Starting with the bye. Who gets the bye?
And that will be the Philadelphia Eagles once again.
Okay.
The Philadelphia, and like we talked about, the Eagles, to me, you know, have a pretty favorable early season schedule, too, to where if they are have a Super Bowl hangover, whatever. But they're just too talented of a team, and I just don't see them falling off much. I really don't. I know there's lost safeties, different linebackers. There's still too much talent on the football team overall to think that they're not going to be towards the top of football. So they are the number one seed.
There are some people that do think that with the guys they lost on defense,
sure.
I mean, they did replace them in the draft, but they've lost some of the key pieces from that team.
They got some guys in middle linebacker that we got to see, Nakobe Dean and you know that there, and you know, of course they signed some veteran guys. I know Miles Jack retired. They got some young guys. One of our Illinois boys in the secondary, Sidney Brown. He's going to be the starting safety there.
Mm-hmm.
He's been very good when I watch him, but I don't think it's going to be as big a deal as people think. And I'll go off of this, too. I think Sean Desai, their new D coordinator, is going to be a boost for them. I do. I'm a big fan of him. He's kind of from the Vic Fangio school of coaching. He's going to run that type of scheme. They have that type of personnel. I think it'll be a different look, so where teams are going to be like, whoa, this is a different scheme. We got to get used to this. How are they attacking? So that I think that plays into the advantage of the Eagles.
All right.
Two seed 49ers.
So they're the team knocking on the door.
They're knocking on the door. Exactly right. I take them two seed in the north, okay?
Oh, boy.
I am going with the Green Bay Packers. The number three seed.
I knew you would do something like that.
I'm going Green Bay Packers. And in the South.
With the Packers, as you saw in the odds, they're not even the two most likely team, according to Vegas, to win that division. The Vikings are there.
They're the fourth likely team.
Oh, that's right. They're behind the
Bears.
The Bears
are there,
too.
Right. So, to me, if you want to jump on something right now, that's the one to jump on. I know, you know, there's a lot of shiny objects with the other teams in that division that people are latching onto. Oh, Justin Jefferson passing yards. Oh, Justin Fields might be good fantasy. Oh, the Lions didn't go to the playoffs but looked like a playoff team.
Yeah.
You know, I still look at it and I just go, like you've heard me say the last few weeks, I think the Packers are the most complete football team. I'm a believer in Jordan Love enough that I think he can help win football games. He's not going to be a superstar, but he's going to be good enough to where he's not going to be the downfall of their team. And I think they'll play a well-rounded, you know, full game that way.
Well, yeah, and it's going to sound funny because Aaron Rodgers has been so great and was an MVP recently here, but it wasn't like he was – what we've seen from Aaron Rodgers in the past. It wasn't like we were watching the Packers play last year and be like, Aaron Rodgers is carrying them.
No.
Right?
No, that was one of the first years, I think, in a long time we didn't have that thought. And, yeah, it was a year where we went, man, Rodgers is missing some plays. There's things there to be had,
not
right?
Explosive. It wasn't explosive
plays. Yeah, it wasn't
explosive.
It was a little – exactly. You know me. I was on him a little bit for not being aggressive, throwing the ball in some tight windows, hanging in the pocket a little bit, right? Those were the issues there. I don't think you're going to have that with Jordan Love. But I think there was – the other circumstances filtered over to the field too. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it was all the off-field drama – whether it was, you know, Bakhtiari not being there at left tackle, whether, hey, rookie receivers that they're trying to bring along on the fly. You can, of course, blame Aaron Rodgers a part of that problem, too. I understand that. And then the defense was underwhelming. The defense, I will be shocked if it's not better. So I'm taking the Packers there.
Okay.
And then in the South, rise up. I'm going Falcons.
Oh.
I'm going Falcons. I'm going Atlanta. You know, every year – in the playoffs, there's always two or three new teams to the party, and my two new teams this year are the Falcons and the Packers, because as a five seed, I'm going to continue on if that's okay, everybody. I'm going the Seahawks as a five seed. I am going to go Cowboys as the sixth seed, and I'm going to go the New York Football Giants as the seventh seed, the G-Man. So that's where I stand. Now, I got some trepidation. I know I left the Lions out.
Ah.
I know I left the Saints out. The Saints are two teams that I look at to go, that was hard to do. They made me think a lot. But I guess I just believe in these teams a little bit more, the way the schedule sets up, their coaching, and, you know, those other teams are just a little bit of an element to where it's like, there's just a little more I got to see it to believe it factor that goes on with them.
So your Falcons pick, I've heard a lot lately.
You have heard a lot of that?
I have heard that because they have, defied expectations a little bit last year, and it wasn't with great quarterback play.
No, two years in a row, 7-10, surprising people.
Yeah, it seems like Arthur Smith has figured out a way and playing to the strengths of that football team, so I'm not surprised with that. We have some differences in my picks here, which is good, because I am putting my Detroit Lions in.
Of course
as much
you are.
As I am a,
if you didn't
skeptical
do it,
Lions fan,
we're going to put you on blast here, so you better ride or die with your Lions.
Now, I hope people understand, I want the Lions to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
I do, but
right.
I have been hurt many times by the Detroit Lions, and oftentimes the most pain comes when the expectations are the highest. So that's why.
When were they ever high, though?
Very rarely.
Okay.
Very rarely. Never this high. I feel like they've never been this high, maybe in my lifetime.
I don't remember it ever this high. I can't ever remember. Even when the prime Barry Sanders, early 90s, nobody was expecting them to go to the NFC Championship game that year.
No.
And I don't think anybody was expecting much of them the year after. I don't remember thinking, oh, the Lions will be back. Watch out, right? So
there was a year they had Scott Mitchell. They had Scott Mitchell 1 year, and it was like, oh, this could be a good year, and it was a playoff team. But this is almost too much for the Detroit Lions to handle. And I've heard some people that have been around the club, they know it too. It's like they're not totally used to having this spotlight on them and this much pressure and expectation. So I'm worried about the Lions, but I have them in. I have the Saints over the Falcons, so that's reasonable, right?
I feel like that's not
the best quarterback.
That to me is the two teams. Those are the two teams to pick in that division, in my opinion.
Yeah, and so I don't have the Falcons in. I don't have the Seahawks in, so you're going to disagree with that one.
Wow, okay.
I don't have them. And they were borderline last year, but you think they've gotten better than
they
were last year.
I do. I would expect them to be better, but that's okay. Go ahead. Let me hear the rest of them.
Because you didn't put the Lions in.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Giants out, and I'm putting in the Washington Commanders.
I think the Commanders are the other team that I was going to bring up because I didn't mention them. But them, the Lions, the Saints were the three teams that I looked at that I went, man, there's a lot of playoff quality aspects about this football team.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's hard to leave them out. But, like you said, you got to make some tough choices.
You have to.
And that one, it really just came down to, hey, it's a young quarterback. It's a tough division they're in. It's another one where I'm going to lean on that phrase a little bit here. When you got to tell the future, I got to see it to believe it a little bit, where at least I've seen some from these other groups. And I know the Falcons, I'm taking a little bit of a shot there.
Ron Rivera's seen it, though, from Sam Howell, and saying that he should have seen more of it last year. How about that comment?
I don't think I saw that. When he said that this weekend, he said.
So he said, correct me if I'm wrong here, Pete, but I saw it. It was when it got to the end of the year and he saw Sam Howell play, he regretted not playing him sooner. He didn't realize he was quite as good as
he was.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, he was still in a struggle. What happened and what stunk for that process is they were still kind of in the playoff picture late in the year.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to give it up, right? He was still like, wait, do I really want to just hand it over to Sam Howell when – we need a little help here, but we could still get in. And I think that kind of screwed over that process. I can't fault them for that. That's for sure.
I agreed with you on the Packers. I think they're in. 49ers are in. Cowboys are in. Eagles are in. So
okay.
Those are the ones we agreed on there.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Around any corner, within every battle, and with the dawn of each new day, the threat of the unexpected, the unpredictable, and the unrelenting lies in wait. But Marines will always be there. They are the constant in the chaos. No matter the battlefield, Marines adapt to win, defeating every shifting threat, protecting our nation's future. The few, the proud, the Marines.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble.
Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Okay.
So now we play it out. Let's do the bracket.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's hear it for you.
All right. So you know the number one seed, the Eagles, have a bye.
They have a bye.
All right. So first round, we got 49ers Giants. And I'm going to go with the 49ers. Giants traveling across the country to play the San Francisco 49ers. Yes, I'm going to go to the 49ers. They move on to the divisional round. The 3-6 matchup, Packers-Cowboys. Okay? You know, these are ones where I could see the Packers being the 3-seed and the Cowboys coming into town and having the same record as them, really.
Yeah.
Right? I could see that being this year throughout the NFL playoffs, AFC and NFC. I could see it being very jumbled up and close. The way the schedules are set up. I'm taking the Cowboys. Cowboys go on the road, beat Green Bay in Green Bay. Falcons at home, hosting the Seattle Seahawks, right? I'm going to go Seattle, pulls off the upset there, and they move on to the next round. So that will leave us with the one Eagles hosting the 6 Cowboys.
Okay.
Oof. And then the 2 49ers hosting the 5 Seahawks. So we have 2 divisional matchups in the division rounds, which I don't love doing. Like, there was a part of me that was like, man, do I reorganize this just so that doesn't happen?
So I don't put it out into the world and make it happen?
When it all came done, I was just like, this is what I believe, and I'm just going to go with it. All right? So Eagles-Cowboys, divisional round. I'm taking the Eagles, right? Always scary in these type of matchups, really. Like, to the point where I went, you know, third time that year, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I could certainly see one of these divisional matchups being an upset because it's just like, oh, we got to play the team that knows us once again, right? And let's not forget, the 49ers, Seahawks played each other in the wild card last year, and Seahawks gave them a real run for their money the whole first half, right? 49ers, Seahawks, so I'm still going with the 49ers, which is going to give us a rematch of last year's NFC Championship game once again. It'll be Brock Purdy and the 49ers going to Philadelphia to play the Eagles in Philadelphia, and this time they get their revenge, and the 49ers will go to the Super Bowl in the NFC.
Purdy stays healthy in the game.
Purdy stays healthy.
Hargrave gets his revenge.
Right. And with the 49ers, like, I honestly, you're right. Hargrave gets his revenge.
Right.
Yeah. You're like, I'm not ready. Did he go there for sure? But the one thing that feels me comfortable, with the 49ers is their backup quarterback situation, you know? I thought about, like, man, the 49ers, every year it's a quarterback injury. I mean, do I just kind of play that angle that it's going to happen at some point?
Yeah.
And I thought, well, yeah, maybe Brock Purdy does get hurt. But this might be, you know, one of the more comfortable backup situations they've had in a long, long time here with Sam Darnold off the bench. So if he has to hold down the fort for a period of time, I don't have any doubt that he can do that.
So we should have said this at the top of the pod, spoiler alert.
Why?
Right? Because you're giving away the whole playoff picture. If you didn't want to know who's going to win the NFC Championship game, you shouldn't have listened to this podcast, is what we're saying.
Yeah, right.
We're giving away the answers.
Because last year I was spot on.
That's what I'm saying, right? Yeah, you did have the Eagles and 49ers.
Cancel the season. Just go, let's fast forward.
Yeah. Which is why you shouldn't have put those divisional matchups in the divisional round, because we don't want to see that again. I don't go all the way through like you do, but I will tell you who my team emerging from the NFC
who
is.
Who's like your final? Who do you see in the championship game? If you had to just,
I didn't even do the championship.
All right,
game.
So who's your team? You got to go in the Super Bowl. Who is it?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh, okay.
Coming out of the NFC. We did the roster thing, and they were right there with the Eagles and 49ers in my mind.
I don't doubt it either. This wasn't last year where I went, oh, 49ers and Eagles, slam dunk, right? You know, it's hard for two teams to just hold down the fort 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think the Seahawks got better and the Cowboys got better. I do. So, like, you know, is it crazy to think that there could be some sort of upset in that game right there and we could be seeing Eagles-Seahawks or maybe 49ers-Cowboys or something like that in there?
Yeah.
I don't think that's far-fetched at all. I don't think their talent is that far below those top two teams.
The funny thing is that the Cowboys are never an overlooked team, and of course people are talking about them a lot, but I don't know how many people actually will pick them to go
to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because of the problems that Dak Prescott obviously has had in the postseason. But it's funny because I feel like their roster and their talent level is a Super Bowl team, and they're the Dallas Cowboys, you'd think that so many people would be picking them, but just recent history.
I think a little
shows
they got
this.
A little Detroit Lions going on. Everyone just thinks it'll fall off at some point. They'll mess it up or whatever.
Which they probably will.
But their talent is worthy, and that would be big news if they got even to the NFC Championship, because they have not been there since 1995. Right, and that would be big news. And I don't think you're crazy at all by having the Cowboys in there.
They're going to play the 49ers in the championship game.
49ers? All right. Yeah. Good. Okay. That's the third year in a row. Big playoff matchup between them. That'll be personal.
That would be a fun
Cowboys
one to watch.
Have lost two in a row against them. You know they're going to want a revenge if that happens.
AFC playoff picture.
Holy shit, boss.
Looks like this.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, a good friend of Chris Sims, close personal friend. Don't have numbers yet of each other, but will soon enough here. They are the favorite.
I can get his number whenever I want.
Exactly. You could, definitely.
I just don't want to be fanboy like that.
Yes, yeah. And he knew that, too, and he respects that move.
Hopefully.
330, plus 330 for the Chiefs. Bills, second choice at plus 500. Then you got the Bengals, Dolphins, Jets, Ravens, Chargers, Jaguars. Second column, Browns, Steelers, Broncos, Titans, Patriots, lower than I maybe would have thought. Raiders, Colts, and then it ends with the Texans. Did you just spill your coffee?
I did.
And you're using the T-shirt to clean it up.
I dabbed it.
Why?
Because I just...
It was a clean
T-shirt.
It was
on the computer.
It was all you had, right? It was like either let the computer get ruined or ruin the new T-shirt that Amit made you for the birthday.
I was hoping you weren't
going to
see it. I was trying to do it without you looking.
You're like, read all those odds. Read all of them.
Gosh, damn.
Go back and look at them again.
You caught me.
That's right. It'll come out. It's cotton.
It will.
All right, so any surprises from the odds there, first of all? Anyone that jumps out to you like, wow, I can't believe that?
Well, I think, you know, I'm a little surprised the Bills are that high, okay? Yeah. I am. Above the Bengals? You know, that far above the Dolphins, who I would go have a better roster? That far above the Ravens and the Jets? I guess I'm just shocked by that right there, right?
Yeah.
That would be the biggest one. But as I told you, like, the AFC was torture. It's torture trying to figure this out. I told you the Texans are the only team that I look at to be definite non-playoff team.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I've even ventured out with, like, you know, saying, oh, the Raiders might be the next one. But the Raiders have so many quality aspects about them. You know, they're a wild card in this thing. There's things about the Raiders, watching film of them a little bit over the weekend and watching stuff of kind of going back there, because I didn't watch some of the late in their game moments and stuff like that. Man, the Raiders got size on both sides of the ball. And, of course, they're going to have the receivers and Jimmy Garoppolo. But, I think the gap between the Bills and some of those other teams is very surprising to me.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. Same way.
Man,
we'll start with
AFC.
Your number one seed. We'll do all the division winners first. So who gets the bye in the AFC?
I'm going to give it to the Baltimore Ravens.
Wow. Okay.
Do you have the same thing?
No.
No? Okay.
I mean, I would have thought the Chiefs are the slam dunk.
I'm going to give it to the Baltimore Ravens. New contract, new vibe, new energy, right? They're, when we did the little breakdown of, you know, overs and unders, right? Their schedule. You know, I wrote, you know, one of the things I had in my notes is, other than the Bengals in week two, they are better than their first eight opponents. So I think it sets up for them a little bit like we did with the Eagles last year. We looked at the schedule and we were like, they're going to be 10-0. Like, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're going to be 10-0, but the way it looks, like, you could sit there and go, I could certainly see them being 7-1 or 8-2 after 10 games or something like that. So I think the schedule sets up for them to position themselves in that spot,
you know,
the nicest.
It's funny, like, the Chiefs are, I would think, the slam dunk pick to get the one seed by most people.
Yeah.
But if you do look at their games last year, they got lucky to win some of those games against not great teams.
They definitely.
They pulled it out, which they seem to do all the time.
That's what they are. Yeah. Exactly right. You know, they're not a team that always just dominates, you know, through and through. They dominate in the fact that they just find a way to win every week. It doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah.
You're like, damn, they're kind of playing down to that opponent, but they won. Oh, if they look like that next week against that good opponent, that's going to be – and then they come out and you go, well, they're rising up to that challenge. They look better there.
Yeah.
Right? So, I think I'm going to play the angle in the AFC West. They're the Chiefs. You know, the schedule, the fact that, you know, they play the AFC East, the Chris Jones factor – I am factoring into this, and the fact of like they might be off to a little bit of a slower start than I thought, right?
What's going
to
happen there?
I don't know, and I have no feel after yesterday.
So I don't know what to tell you, but I'm like I told you last week, I am getting a little concerned. There's no doubt about that. So Ravens 1, Chiefs 2.
Okay.
Jaguars 3. Miami Dolphins 4. New York Jets 5.
Okay, so now we're into the wild cards.
Yep, sorry. I should have stopped there.
Jeez. Okay, hold on. Let me get that again.
So you got it?
You got Dolphins in the winning the division in the AFC East.
I do.
We need to pause on that for a second. all right.
Yep. And my two seed is, yeah, you got it. Everybody, you got it in there. All right. So my Dolphins, yes. Dolphins, I believe, are the best team in the AFC East. I'm making them a four seed because I think they're going to, you know, kill each other.
I know.
Right? That's where you look at the AFC East and go, I don't know if anybody can have a real dominant record there just because they got to play each other. They got to play the NFC East as well. Right? And the AFC East plays the AFC West, which is going to be some tough games there as well. Mm-hmm. So that's where I kind of have them jumbled up to a degree there. The AFC East, it's very close, but I'm going to give me the Dolphins the number four seed.
Okay. All right. So now I'm really curious.
Yeah.
You got three spots left. You got probably four, five, or six teams you could consider for these three spots.
What? Yes. I'm going Jets 5. I'm on the Jets bandwagon. Yep. You know, call me biased because Aaron Rodgers. You heard what I said a few weeks ago. I think the talent on the football team's too good. I'm going to buy into that.
Yeah, they were almost a playoff team last year with their defense alone.
Exactly right. Right. Defense is going to be even better. Offense definitely will be better. I know it's a really tough schedule still, and that's why I got them as a five seed. Number six, I'm going with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
Okay, got the Bengals. They play the NFC West and the AFC South. The reason I'm docking them a little bit is Joe Burrow. I'm just a little bit worried about like what we saw last year. They could get off to a slow start here just because he might not be hitting on all cylinders. So I worry about that. And, you know, but either way, even without Joe Burrow, I can't imagine it being a bad start. But I got them as a six seed.
And then number seven.
Yeah. Black and yellow, black and yellow.
Wow.
Black and yellow. I can't believe I'm doing it either. I'm going to just go by what I saw a little bit. Like we talk about, there's always a few new teams to the party here.
Yeah.
All right. And I just can't. And the Steelers, the way they looked in the preseason, that coach, the quarterback is real. The weapons are real. I think they got the O-line going. I'm going on what I saw and studied. I know that's not always easy in the preseason because not everybody plays everybody or whatever else, but they look like they're a team on a mission. They look the best out of all teams in the preseason on both sides of the ball. Mm. I'm going to take – I can't – from that alone, just my football instincts, guts, anything I was raised to believe, I'm going to take the Steelers as a playoff football team.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Sims is not picking his boy Blue and the Buffalo Bills to even make the playoffs.
Can you believe that? I didn't pick them or the Chargers.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, like, unbelievable. I mean, really. But
Start with the Bills.
Buffalo, I didn't like the way it looked necessarily in the preseason, right? Saw them against the Steelers. Steelers looked like a class above them in that game. I don't know if they've done all that much to make their team better. I know they got Leonard Floyd on defense, and he'll be a nice addition.
Vaughn will come back.
Vaughn will be back at some point, right? You know, where's he at? Offensively, I mean, the only thing to really look at is Dalton Kincaid, right? Their draft pick in the first round to go, oh, that'll be the biggest difference. I think they're the third talented team in the division. I think they're in a very tough division and got a pretty damn tough schedule. And it's just too much on Josh Allen. I'm not saying this is like they missed the playoffs by a landslide. I'm saying like they were like it's them and the Steelers in week 18 and the Steelers won and the Bills lost and they didn't get in, right? That's kind of how I'm envisioning this. It's all extremely close. Going to come to tiebreakers, I think, in a lot of these 5, 6, 7, you know, wild card teams in the AFC.
I'm nervous now that we have groupthink somehow. And, like, because I also did not. Hey, Roto Pat walking by in our studio there. Hey, Roto Pat.
So but before you go on there, hey, Roto Pat.
Yeah. it's his birthday, Roto Pat. Yeah, there you go. Happy birthday.
Roto
there
Pat.
You go. Okay.
Thank you, man.
Roto Pat.
The other thing, too, where, like.
Because I didn't pick the Bills either.
You didn't pick the Bills either. I figured you were about to say that.
I didn't pick the Bills.
So one of the things I talked about in the over-under that I thought was like maybe a little bit of a positive, right, is that they got the Jets and the Commanders early on in the year, and they could catch them kind of sleeping. Now, the other aspect of that, and I think where I had to unpack it a little bit more, is, you know, they don't know exactly what to expect from the Jets or the Commanders. It's going to be a different look. And the other thing is, if there's a weakness to the Bills' offensive line run game, you're going to be a drop-back pass team against those two damn D-lines and throw it all the way. So, like, I, you know, there was a few things that I got into here a little bit where I just went, you know what? I'm not going to believe in the Bills this year. Yep. I think they missed their window. You know, it was there 2 years ago. I think they do need a little refurbishing, a little youngness to their football team. And, yeah, I'm going to have them just missing the playoffs.
There's weird vibes, too, with Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen. Exactly,
there's
some weirdness.
There's some things.
Now, I will say maybe
Leslie Frazier, you know, how that ended up and him leaving in midway through the offseason. There was a few things. Agreed.
Here's the flip side.
Yeah.
The other case I'll make.
Right.
Is that we're overthinking it. We're just getting bored of the Bills. We're getting tired of them. And they still have a good coach in Sean McDermott, and they have a great quarterback in Josh Allen, and that puts you ahead of most other teams out there every year.
There's no fucking doubt. Yeah. I'm sitting there watching the preseason game on Saturday, watching Bears-Bills, and I'm already in my mind going, you know, I've been doing this exercise in my mind for the last 2 or 3 weeks. It's just how I work. When I'm sitting around, and I ask my son, I'm thinking about this for the playoffs. I want to hear it. Tell my dad. I just throw out. I want to hear talk. I got to talk about it, right? And, I mean, I'm sitting there Saturday in my barn on the chair going, man, because I was already going, I don't think I'm going to pick the Bills to make the playoffs. And I'm watching Allen make unbelievable plays. I'm going, man, am I really not going to pick him to go to the playoffs? Am I serious right there? But I'm still a believer in team more than anything, and I just don't think that one guy can overcome all that he'll have to overcome, especially in that division this year. I know.
Can't believe it's happening.
You and me both on the Bills.
And then they're going to start 7-1, and we're like, we're idiots. We are dumb. But you got to make a stand. You got to make a pick. We agreed on everything in this whole playoff picture in the AFC except for I don't have the Steelers in.
You went with your Chargers again?
I don't have the Chargers in.
Wow.
I think that the same thing with the Chargers is like that window. It's just like they've been building. Are they really going to get over the hump?
I don't know either.
It's
going
to be it for Staley, and they got to try to figure out something on the fly. I put in the Patriots, Bill Belichick. They're not dead yet. They figured out a way. Bill O'Brien back there, Mac Jones, that offense gets rolling again. They got enough pieces on defense, and they squeak in.
I don't think that's crazy at all. I mean, I don't. You know, I look at the Patriots, the Titans, the Broncos. I even brought up the Raiders to where I go, those are all teams that I think are capable of upsetting the party a little bit. And they're coached, and those teams know how to manage games to where, okay, yeah, we're playing in a game. We're not as good as them. We know that. But, you know, we're going to run the ball and chew the clock up, and our defense, we got a great game plan. All of a sudden, we're going, whoa, the Patriots aren't better than the Dolphins, but they're up by 7 with 2 minutes left here. You know what I mean? So yeah. I wouldn't be shocked by any of that. I wouldn't. The team, I think, I told you about the Texans, no way. And I think after thinking about it a little bit and seeing the last piece of the puzzle this last week, the Colts are a team that I feel good about. Anthony Richardson's an amazing talent, but as we saw last week, and it was some good things, but man, it was all over the place too. When he had to stay in the pocket, make some throws, and do all that. He was, what, 6-for-18 or something like that in the preseason football game?
Yeah.
You know, that says a lot. I can't sit there and go, oh, in week three, it'll be 14-for-18. No. I mean, in week three, it might be 4-for-18. That's what scares me. So I'm not sure where to go there, and they're going to have a little learning curve there.
Broncos, I kind of felt like I should give them a little more love, Sean Payton. But also, they've lost Tim Patrick. They lost Jerry Jeudy.
Jerry Jeudy's going to be out for a little bit here.
K.J. Hamler,
right?
Too, right?
Yeah, K.J. Hamler, done. You know, running back coming back from injury.
Like right? You just can't, like, replace those guys.
No, I don't think the offensive line's perfect quite yet. You know, yeah, there's definitely, you know, again, I like them, but like you're saying, I couldn't quite put them over the hump to get in the playoffs.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
All right, so let's go through it then.
All right, here we go.
You got the Ravens sitting at home. Ravens the one seed with a bye.
That's right. We got the 2-7 matchup, which is Chiefs Steelers. Chiefs win in Arrowhead. All right.
Okay.
We got the 3-6 matchup, the Jaguars at home against the Bengals. I got the Bengals going in and upsetting the Jaguars.
Ooh, okay.
Right. And then we got the Dolphins Jets matchup. The part three of the season down in Miami. And this is where I think the seasoning of Aaron Rodgers will come through. And they pull off the upset on the road and beat the Dolphins in the wild card game, which will lead us to Bengals at Ravens, and it will lead us to Jets at Chiefs.
Oh, my
Rodgers versus Mahomes, part two, okay? And hopefully they can do that on NBC. That could be the divisional round Saturday
game.
Yeah,
we call that game.
Yeah, we call it. That's ours. If they're both healthy at quarterback, that's ours. I called. I got dibs there. All right, so Bengals-Ravens, division matchup.
Okay.
I'm going to give the Ravens the edge this year.
Okay.
Take the Ravens. Damn, it's hard in the AFC. I mean, I'm going, wait, Josh Allen? I got Joe Burrow leaving in the divisional round. What the hell? And then Jets-Chiefs? I'm taking the Chiefs. I'm going to take the Chiefs. Of course, the Jets roster, I think, is right there with the Chiefs. The thing I like about the Chiefs with matchups like if it's the Jets or the Dolphins with these great D-lines, the Chiefs have an awesome offensive line. You know, so to some of these teams in the AFC where I go, oh, they're pass rush and all that, the Chiefs, it's negated a little bit in these matchups to where – you know, some teams I look at the Jets and go, ooh, they're going to overwhelm that O-line. The Chiefs, I don't worry about that in any matchup, right? So we got Chiefs, Ravens, AFC Championship game, Chiefs going to Baltimore. And once again, I am taking the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl to play the San Francisco 49ers.
That game will be in Kansas City, according to you.
No, I got the Ravens.
Oh, that's right,
because
the Ravens are the one seed. Yeah. That's right, of course.
Yeah. Right.
So they go to Baltimore on the road, win to go to the Super
Bowl. First time on the road, that's going to be different for them, right? Because they've had five home. So first ever playoff game on the road. Gets to play Lamar Jackson, Baltimore Ravens. They pull off the upset.
But they're probably favored in that game.
I mean,
so it might not even be an upset. According to the seeds, it's the upset. But,
yeah.
All right, so you have Chiefs and Ravens. Have you made your pick who's going to win there yet? No. Oh, wait. Yeah, you did. Chiefs,
I did.
Sorry.
I got the Chiefs. I got 49ers. Chiefs, which, you know, I thought about last year. Last year, I did have Eagles, Chiefs. It's hard to dethrone the Chiefs.
Yes.
The Chris Jones factor does bother me. It really does.
He'll be back by then.
But, I mean, hopefully back by the Super Bowl. But when is he back?
That's his first game.
Is it here soon? Is it, you know, when is it? That certainly makes me, you know, question some things there.
All right, so my AFC Championship game?
Yeah.
Same thing. Ravens versus Chiefs. And I have the Chiefs winning. So I have the Chiefs-Cowboys
Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl.
I thought about that a little bit. It went through my mind at one point.
So I'll give you mine.
Yeah.
Chiefs, Cowboys.
Yeah.
I'm going Cowboys.
Okay.
Why not? Right?
Yeah, right.
Good roster. Who knows? I'm getting booed by Pete in my ear. Giants fan Giants fan in front of me here.
It'd be a great story. It really would be.
I feel like not
Jerry'd
that many people.
Jerry'd have to pay Dak $75 million a year after that one.
Go out there and find whoever's picking the Cowboys. I feel like I'll be in a minority. I'll be in a small group of people picking the Dallas Cowboys, America's team.
Agreed.
To win the Super Bowl.
No doubt about it. You're definitely in the minority there, for sure. All right. And in the Super Bowl, I have the 49ers defeating the Kansas City Chiefs.
What?
My buddy Kyle Shanahan will get his first Super Bowl as a head coach.
Lombardi.
I think this is the year. I do.
I feel like, you know, the stars are aligning for them. I think their football team's in a spot. You know, Nick Bosa, again, like Chris Jones, it bothers me a little bit, but I think they're more equipped to handle no Nick Bosa here early on in the season, maybe more than the Chiefs are without Chris Jones. But either way, yeah, it was a tough exercise, and it's never easy to pick the Chiefs to lose anything.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like it's the 49ers. They're extremely talented. It's Shanahan, Brock Purdy. The belief there from the organization, I'm going to get behind it and pick the 49ers to win the Super Bowl.
If that game happens,
yeah,
will you be there? Will you be at the Super Bowl?
I'm going to the Super Bowl no matter what this year. I have gone to the – I'm embracing that week. Instead of trying to come home on a Friday night and all that, this year my family's coming out.
Because you do the shows there.
We do the shows the whole week.
Yeah.
Monday, I leave usually on a Friday or Saturday. Florio does the show from the Super Bowl on Monday, and then I've been back here in NBC in the studio. So I'm just going to ride the wave out and do the show with him on Monday morning.
Of course.
Right? And do that and kind of make it a like a new family yearly thing we're going to do. Bring the kids. We're going to do it. CBS has the game this year.
Right.
So my dad will be out there.
Oh, that's perfect.
So we'll make it a little bit of a family event.
You'll pull an all-nighter. You're going to do the show with Florio on Monday, having not slept.
It'll probably
the whole
be a late night.
With Kyle. All right, 49ers.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Or Cowboys, if we are right, if we know anything. So those are our picks. We want the homies, obviously, to pick every year. We did it last year. We love when we get you guys participating here because you guys have great predictions. Then we can see who's been right, who's been wrong, and if you guys are smarter than us. And you're definitely probably smarter than me. Time for the homies to weigh in. This morning, we tweeted out the playoff predictions. The poll is out there on Chris's Twitter. Winners at the end of the season will get some merch and a possible appearance on the pod. Now, the appearance on the pod, that we can come through. We did that last year, right?
We did.
So that will happen. The merch will not happen.
So
don't get your hopes up on the merch. The contest closes Wednesday, September 6th, 8 p.m. Eastern, right before Chiefs and Lions. We already have 130 responses. Pete, you just put this out a couple hours ago, right? Like an hour and a half ago. We got a great community.
Ours are homies. That's why they're our homies.
Do a great job.
Yeah.
The most popular Super Bowl winner. So we already have picks. We're already calculating these, Pete, up to this point. Are these current numbers? Well, Chiefs, 23% so far. 49ers, 15%. Bengals, 15%.
Yeah.
Eagles, 14%.
Yeah. I mean, hey, that's those four teams right there. I'm not shocked to see them in the leader house for a lot of people. The Ravens are the team I'd say watch out for, as you know, obviously. That would be the one team I would inject into that conversation there for sure.
All right, we'll do MVP picks at a later date, right? I think we gotta wrap this up. Pete's got other things to do here. You haven't really thought about your award winners
yet. I haven't thought
yet.
About my awards. I think as I sat here, though, and was talking about it, I'm going to pick Patrick Mahomes to win the MVP.
Okay.
All right? I could see this year, you know. That's where I feel like I'm going to go, but let's make it an official pick maybe next week or something like that.
Let's sleep on it.
But I feel like I'm leaning there. I feel like, hey, he's going to be on his A game. That offense is in a good spot. I do think it'll be a little different with Matt Nagy at the helm too. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know why with the Chris Jones thing, I could see them like – I wouldn't be shocked if we had a high-scoring opener with Detroit and he throws for 450 yards,
yeah.
Right? Because their defense isn't good. They got to, you know, Jones isn't there. The Lions run the ball and he's got to put up stats and yards for them to win the football game.
Right. All right. So I like that. Defensive player of the year, I'm going Micah Parsons. If I'm going to pick the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl, Mike is going to have a huge year.
You're pretty safe right there.
He's the favorite.
Yeah.
So that's it. We're done for this podcast. But we have a big weekend coming up. On NBC. This is a huge weekend, so you don't need to say goodbye to us just during the week. You can watch us now on the weekends. Chris is starting his working every weekend from now until the end of the year, basically.
Yep.
NBC's got college football coming up this Saturday. You're going to hear our voices because I'll be at Penn State.
Big
Ten Saturday night game, West Virginia at Penn State, the debut of our primetime game. So I'll be there doing some work on the pregame, halftime, postgame shows.
Awesome.
Chris, you will be in Ann Arbor on that same day, noon kickoff, our first ever game on Peacock from the Big Ten, Michigan hosting East Carolina.
Like, I'm so excited about it. I really am. I mean, first off, I've never been to the Big House in Michigan, You know, I have such great respect for the tradition of that school, the football program, what they're doing. And then, yes, it's Mike Tirico. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's kind of like, to me, the Patrick Mahomes of the announcing game there, right?
You're going to be a little starstruck with butterflies when you walk into the booth.
I'm very excited for a lot of different reasons. And that college atmosphere and all that is awesome. So check us out on Peacock, NBC all weekend. We're everywhere, baby.
So all the Big Ten and Notre Dame games are all on Peacock. The Tennessee State-Notre Dame game at 3:30 Eastern, also on NBC. The West Virginia and Penn State primetime game, of course, that is also on NBC and Peacock. Did you see Notre Dame at all play? Navy?
A little bit. I did not see
Sam
much.
Sam Hartman looks pretty good. Now,
yeah,
Navy's
I know.
Navy.
I know.
But
you're right.
Hartman's done it in college before.
Uh-huh.
Wake
I know.
Forest.
I'm excited to see him, too. I know. I mean, they got something there. We'll see. I don't have a great feel for Notre Dame or any of that. I didn't get to see it Saturday. It was honestly one of those things where, like, Saturday – you know, did some work stuff. Of course, preseason football was on, so I was very worried about that, right? And I looked at, like, the scores, you know, on my phone, and I'm like, oh, wait, there's college football games today.
Yeah.
And I turned it over, and I think they were already up, like, 23-0 or 26-0. So I didn't see very much of it, I'm not going to lie.
So college football this weekend, NFL football right around the corner, and also, of course, that means fantasy football
is here. Baby.
You saw Roto Pat walking in the background. He's got podcasts out there, Roto World Podcasts. He's an expert. I would say one of the best, if not the best, fantasy football experts out there.
Yeah,
he's been doing it forever.
Roto Pat, we got a team here between him and Perry and his crew and Connor Rogers and Jay. You know, we got it all, man. And NBC Sports, we definitely got fantasy covered, and hopefully we got reality covered too.
So it is the biggest fantasy football draft weekend of the year. Make sure you're ready with a Roto World Fantasy Football Draft Guide featuring content from Matthew Berry, including player rankings, profiles, projections, and mock drafts and more. Go to nbcsports.com/draftguide. Use the code Barry20 to save 20% at checkout. You think Matthew's going to be mad that I heap so much praise on Roto Pat?
Probably.
I mean, maybe a little controversy.
He's going to feel it. Yeah, Barry. I mean, Barry's a starter, and now you've given the backup like a lot of praise, and now there's a schism in the media.
And now Roto,
you split the fan base.
And now Roto Pat's going to be mad you called him a backup. So now it's like you're going back and forth here.
Here we go.
This is good. We just stir it up. I like that.
Stir the shit up.
Stir the pot.
All right. Well, you know where to find us. The Patrick Mahomes interview, that'll be dropping next week early. I think it'll be Monday. You'll see that. Next week, we will have our first PFT-PM joint collaboration week one picks with Mike Florio. I got Michigan on Saturday. We're going to be flying to Kansas City on Wednesday. It's all coming, baby.
Gosh.
College football, the NFL season starting. You know where to find us. Keep getting at us on social media. Questions, thoughts, whatever. You know where to send it. I appreciate everybody's engagement, especially with this picking of the AFC-NFC brackets. Like we talked about already, 130 responses. Way to go, homies. Yeah. Ahmed, you the man.
Happy birthday. Thank you for the t-shirt so much.
There's a coffee stain on it, by the way.
Why'd you get a t-shirt? Sorry about that. Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't see that.
But everybody be good. Be safe. Enjoy the weekend of college football. Check us out on Peacock. Check Ahmed out on baseball on Sunday. Are we still going
Saturday,
there?
Saturday, Penn State, and then Milwaukee, our last
Holy
game for baseball.
Holy crapola. They're not paying Ahmed enough. We need to start a petition to get him paid more. All right, everybody. Be good. Check us out. Clap it up.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.